Bonjour, and welcome to Bon Appetit on Sun Sounds of Arizona. This is your volunteer broadcaster, Ellen Ward. Today I'll begin with a letter from the editor. Editor-in-Chief Jamila Robinson shares what's on her mind this month. I can make a case for any Thanksgiving moment being wonderful. Of course, I'm always grateful to gather with friends and family on the holiday, but I also treasure the little things that make us laugh and make the day matter, like giving pastry brushes an egg wash workout on all that pie crust, conspiring with my cousin to shake on a bit more seasoning while Granny's back is turned, skipping next day leftovers for eating red curry at a Thai restaurant. Every year, food brands face the challenge to come up with new concepts for Thanksgiving. We look for ways to shorten cooking time. We wrestle over ways to remix potatoes and green beans. We try to incorporate different countries and cultures while balancing reliable, comforting, or regional recipes. We ask how we can prepare turkey in ways that are exciting and delicious without adding to the social pressure of creating the perfect Thanksgiving. Far too often, Thanksgiving is presented as a high-stakes problem to be solved instead of a relaxing invitation. It's easy to get caught up in those warnings of long lines at the grocery store and airport, or those talking points and memes advising how to manage that one exhausting relative. But Thanksgiving, at its most elemental, is entertaining. While we can never completely alleviate holiday stress, we can prepare to host the gathering with our attention on joy. For this year's take on Thanksgiving, we decided to write only about the moments we love. That focus gave us a compelling list of reasons to love Thanksgiving that echo the gratitude we express when we gather at the table for the holiday. We came up with 55 reasons, including ordering takeout, taking a long walk, and eating pie for breakfast. We hope you enjoy this issue and share your own reasons why you love the holiday in the Epicurious app. And now, here are 55 reasons to love Thanksgiving, a very Bon Appetit celebration of the best day of the year. 1. Because this is the cook's holiday. This is the moment we've been waiting for. We, of course, being people who love cooking. The moment, naturally being the blissful period between the first suggestion of pumpkin spice anything and Black Friday sales, known to us only as Thanksgiving season. It's a time filled with giddy anticipation and planning, trial runs and list making, unreasonably animated group texts about turkey and yams. We are in our element. Sure, there are those who would try to turn this special day into a series of problems to solve to try to make it easier, faster, more efficient. Not us. Where some see issues, we see opportunities. To take an extra trip for two or three to the farmer's market, to spend a few perfect evenings in the company of a glass of wine and a stack of cookbooks, to consider tradition and consider mixing it up, to let a menu grow and grow, knowing that the only consequence will be more hours in the kitchen, a very happy consequence indeed. Thanksgiving doesn't just happen, we make it happen, whether we're hosting or cooking, showing up with a covered dish, or just a zeal for pot scrubbing, we are torchbearers for a tradition of gratitude and generosity, a responsibility that we shoulder proudly. Let's get started, shall we? Emil Stanek. 2. The appetizer can be your way in. An appetizer if you want. That's how a host who has been planning the meal since August will inevitably respond when you ask what you can bring. And if you have ambitions of someday being trusted with higher stakes parts of the menu, no newcomer will ever be trusted with the mashed potatoes. Then it is an opportunity to prove yourself. Just make sure your offering doesn't require any precious oven space. Kelsey Jane Youngman. 3. If the holiday isn't your thing, international airfare is surprisingly affordable this week. 4. This month, the farmer's market is our playground. The summer farmer's market has a fervent fan base, and rightfully so. But true connoisseurs know that fall is actually the best time to be there. Instead of speeding through your grocery list before you're sunburned, you can take your time and admire the bounty spread out before you. Sip hot coffee while you decide which elaborately patterned squash you want for supper, plus a pumpkin for the porch. Wear a cozy sweater as you sample just one more slice of Honeycrisp apple. Stuff your tote with root vegetables that won't burst all over your car on the way home. No disrespect, tomatoes. And if you're hosting Thanksgiving, each trip to the Autumn Farmers Market is an opportunity to stock up, yes, but also to get inspired. Here's how to make the most of them just in time for Turkey Day. Emma La Perruque, 4 weeks out. As soon as orders open up, place one for a turkey. Estimate 1 to 1.5 pounds per person. Some markets even offer hefty chickens, which are great for smaller groups. Then treat yourself to a few samples for research's sake. Think cheese and dips for apps, breads for stuffing, and pre-made broth for gravy. 3 weeks out. Spot a new-to-you vegetable? An heirloom variety you've never tried? Buy one or two and figure out what to do with it later. This is a ripe time to experiment with ingredients. Kohlrabi is your friend. And find a fresh recipe to supplement your uncle's unbudgeable green bean casserole. Whatever the pick, we've got plenty of ideas to choose from on our site. You'll get a cozy fall meal and some holiday inspo in the process. 1 week out. Now's the time to get ahead and stock up on sturdy produce and pantry staples. Grab cellar vegetables like onions, garlic, squash, and potatoes of all kinds. Also, any ingredients that are happy to hang out in the fridge, like carrots, parsnips, apples, ginger, and cabbage. And if stuffing is on the menu, snag a loaf of bread. If it goes a little stale, all the better. The week of. Huzzah! The Big Thursday is just around the corner. Pick up your turkey if you ordered one. Get all your delicate ingredients like crudité, salad greens, tender herbs, eggs, and dairy. And don't forget table decor. A bouquet of fresh flowers, some multicolored gourds, or even a dramatic stalk of Brussels sprouts are great ways to zuzz up the holiday table. 5. The best cooks know that not everything needs to be homemade. Part of the joy of Thanksgiving is that we finally have the time to dive into ambitious recipes. Why not confit your turkey? Why not get scientific about the proofing process for your Parker House rolls? But experienced cooks know how to play to their strengths and be strategic about what they DIY and what they don't. Give the rest of your menu the attention it deserves. Here are 5 store-bought swaps our staff can get behind. Samstone. Better than bouillon. A Thanksgiving menu often requires quarts of stock, a project in itself. Better than bouillon turkey base uses real meat and chicken fat that makes it extra rich and savory. Ocean Spray Jellied Cranberry. Sweet tart and perfectly wobbly, canned cranberry jelly is a power player on the Thanksgiving table. Ocean Spray's version hits all the notes, balancing bright cranberry flavor with familiar sweetness. French's Crispy Fried Onions. These crunchy bits supercharge Thanksgiving dishes like green bean casserole and mashed potatoes, and the commercial version is simply superior to anything we can make at home. What aren't they good on? Stovetop Stuffing. In our Test Kitchen Taste Test, Stovetop's savory herb stuffing mix was the clear winner. It's packed with garlic and herb flavor and boasts distinct chunks of springy bread. No oven required. 365 Cornbread Mix. Striking the ideal balance between tender and crumbly, cornbread made from this boxed mix is delicious enough to be served on its own and is a mean homemade stuffing shortcut. 6. The Grocery Store Becomes Our Town Square by Elizabeth Barbone. The grocery store the day before Thanksgiving holds a special kind of magic. At first glance, it appears chaotic. Aisles packed with shoppers, carts piled high like oversized Jenga towers, and slightly frantic voices asking, "Where are the fresh cranberries?" Normally, this is a scene I'd avoid. I love an almost empty store or grocery pickup, but not before Thanksgiving. I look forward to the hectic last-minute shopping frenzy every year. Why? Simply put, I love the vibe. As soon as you step through the door, you can feel the effort that growers and grocery workers have put into preparing for this day. And we've prepared too. We've checked out new recipes, reminded ourselves how to cook family classics, and most important, made a list. On this day, everyone has a list, whether jotted down or floating in the mental airspace. There's not just food on it. Our hopes for the holiday are there too. These ambitions transform our familiar grocery store into a buzzing town square. The collective desire to create something meaningful softens us. People chat with each other asking, "Oh, what are you making with that?" They encourage each other with, "That looks good." And they save each other too. Whether it's telling a stranger they can't cook a 22-pound turkey from frozen in 2 hours, or helping someone find the last missing item on their list. After all the hustle and bustle, when we reach the checkout, we've already received our first real nourishment of the holiday, the kind that only a community of strangers on a shared mission can provide. 7. It's never too early to plan the music. You can't cook and DJ at the same time. Here are a few sure-to-please selections from the Bon Appetit art department to set the mood, very helpfully organized by phase of the evening. Cocktail Hour. Todd Rundgren. Something, Anything. 1972. Ebo Taylor. Life Stories. 2011. Dinner. SCA. SOS. 2022. Harry Belafonte. Calypso. 1956. Digestif. Tosh Sultana. Flow State. 2018. Juan Gabriel. Pensamientos, 1986. Reason number 8 to love Thanksgiving. Because you kinda have to buy that giant, crazy-looking squash, right? 9. Because fresh cranberries really do have a season, and that season is right now. 10. Because it's perfectly appropriate to wear a tie and house slippers. 11. Because any day that starts with a parade is a good one. 12. Because you're allowed to start drinking whenever you start cooking. 13. It's a day for team early dinner. I'm a year-round early dinner fan. Reservations are easier to find, deals are more frequent, nights feel longer, with plenty of time for my evening routine. People usually roll their eyes at my 5:30 dinner plans, but never on Thanksgiving. It's the one day when I can eat dinner at 4, have dessert at 6, walk my dog at 7, and be reading in my bed by 9, totally judgment-free. Olivia Quintana. 14. Salad is always the sleeper hit. 15. You get to break out the punch bowl. My punch bowl has a permanent spot on my bar cart. It's the place where toasts begin, cheers are offered, and good wishes are spoken. I found the Art Deco gold leaf on crystal relic while trawling the most niche corners of the antiques internet for replacement pieces of my great-grandmother's china. The floral and Greek key pattern on the bowl and its 12 tiny cups were in excellent condition, but discounted because the ladle and platter had been separated from the set, likely after too many trips to attics and basements. That didn't bother me one bit. All I could imagine was a dozen people together, sipping the same cocktail, a new fixture at the center of my Thanksgiving celebration. Jamila Robinson. 16. The best wine never has to leave the kitchen. 17. There's no greater thrill than hosting for the first time, by Noah Kaufman. I'd wanted to host Thanksgiving since 1993. That was the year that my uncle, catering director at Chicago's Ritz-Carlton, took charge of the holiday festivities for a decades-long streak, interrupted only by his brief and somewhat inconvenient for the rest of the family, move to California. It quickly became the kind of meal 10-year-old me wanted to dress up for, printed menus, espresso after the pie, cheeses I didn't yet know how to pronounce, a real grown-up affair. 24 years later, I got my shot. Space was tight at our place in New York, so it wasn't hard to have a full house. My parents stayed in the Midwest to be with my grandmother, who wasn't up for cross-country travel, and so I opened my door to friends and their families who, for one reason or another, couldn't travel any farther than the Bronx. I made my first Thanksgiving as big as I could in that little house, pulling an eclectic menu from every corner of my bookshelf and the depths of the internet's recipe archive. We had a scientifically tested turkey that taught me the how and why of spatchcocking, a fresh cranberry relish, because canned cranberry sauce will sit on my table over my dead body, and the creamiest mashed potatoes from an issue of this very magazine that I'd gotten in college. And yes, we also had espresso after dessert and fancy cheeses, and 34-year-old me correctly pronounced it mimolet at the cheese shop, a real grown-up affair. 18. It's your one opportunity each year to use the word tablescape. Every year, I forage table decorations from the woods of northern Wisconsin while deer hunting with my family. I collect things like branches with red berries, pine cones, dried leaves, and pieces of birch bark and arrange it all on the table with linens and candles. The table decor is the thing that takes the meal out of the everyday. You're putting so much effort into the food, you really want it to feel like an experience. Kelly Yanke. 19. Any size gathering feels celebratory. The first time we did a four-person Thanksgiving was during COVID, but ever since then, it's become a tradition for my parents, brother, and me. An intimate celebration is simply less stressful. There's less shopping, less prep, and no crowd-pleasing. We make exactly what we want to eat. The only thing that isn't ideal is that it doesn't make sense to make more than one pie. Other than that, zero downsides. Kate Kasson. 20. It can be the best takeout you order all year, by Dan Siegel. My family's memorable but exhausting tradition of hosting and cooking for 40 relatives came to an end in 2022. At the peak of the triple-demic, days before the holidays, my 9 months pregnant wife and I helplessly stood watch over our 2-year-old son as a wave of illness dulled his vibrant spirit. What started as a mild cough and fever devolved into shallow labored breaths and tremors. A 106-degree thermometer reading was the threshold crossed, inciting a frantic midnight trip to the emergency room. There, on the night before Thanksgiving, our toddler was diagnosed with simultaneous cases of RSV, the flu, and rhinovirus, a daycare triple crown, if you will. The story has a happy ending. A diagnosis and treatment began a long but steady at-home recovery. My parents called off their massive annual hosting duties and instead arrived at our home with a completely prepared and packaged Whole Foods Thanksgiving feast for four, a cooked turkey, the basic roster of surprisingly satisfying sides, and a page of heating instructions. The days of scrambling over rented tables, make-ahead sides, and endless cleanup were replaced by an absurdly easy meal served in its own leftover containers. The hours saved were spent emotionally and physically recovering as a family, with more than ever to be grateful for. The Takeout Thanksgiving is our new annual tradition. Cooking takes a back seat now, giving us more time to bond with our growing, healthy family. 21. Because delivery pizza hits different after a Wednesday pie-making marathon. 22. Because sugar-dusted pie scraps are a great snack while waiting for said pizza. 23. Because nobody actually expects a host gift. 24. Because you can call the Butterball Turkey Talk line just to say hello. 25. Because when else do you get to have an argument about something as silly as stuffing with people you love this much? 27. You can always do something new with the veggies. 28. Batons Are Meant to Be Passed, by Kelsey Jane Youngman. Growing up, I spent as much time in the kitchen as I could, glued to my mother's side and watching her work intently. We loved cooking together, hot breakfasts most days of the week, dinners after work and school let out, ambitious projects on the weekend, like my tween obsession with molten lava cakes. But our big day, The one we made spreadsheets for and talked about for weeks was always Thanksgiving. As her dutiful sous chef, I was eager to learn, and the holiday became a cooking boot camp. I peeled mounds of potatoes, washed dishes the moment she set them in the sink, buttered parchment, and perhaps most important, sifted flour for popovers. You might think turkey would be the pièce de résistance of Turkey Day, but for my family, it's all about the steaming hot popovers. My mother's would bake up so tall that they toppled magnificently, deeply brown with bubbly streaks of Gruyère and specks of dark green chives, and, might I add, they're rather perfect as individual gravy boats on each person's plate. So when I was 22, home for the holidays, and ready to assist, I knew exactly what it meant when my mom handed over her trusty popover pan. It was my turn to create the menu, to take the lead in the kitchen, and of course, to make the popovers. I'd been steadily gaining confidence as a cook, experimenting more and fine-tuning my knife skills. With that gift, my mom was telling me that she knew I was ready to handle it all. I may have gone a bit overboard that first year, designing a 13-course menu that included a chestnut soup and an Alsatian potato pie, but I did it. My popovers rose to lofty heights. Everyone was very well fed, and our traditions were safely in my care. 29. The way kids look at you when you hand them a special drink. Thanksgiving is a family affair, and guests of all ages should get to experience moments that remind us that this isn't your average dinner. As a kid, I remember holding out my cup for a pour of golden, fizzy, sparkling apple cider, and the way that small gesture signified the specialness of the day. Now I'm on the other side, filling the cups of little ones with ice-cold Martinellis, watching eyes sparkle at the first sip. Haley Bay Ramdine. 30. The turkey carver gets to eat as much skin as they want. 31. You have an excuse for a mini kitchen refresh. Before you climb the mountain, you get to buy the boots. And when you cook and host Thanksgiving dinner, you have the perfect reason to replace some kitchen tools that have seen better days. You can and should take this opportunity to sharpen knives and re-season your cast iron skillets. But there are certain tools, like your Y peeler or dull food processor blade, that just need to be bought anew. Here are a few upgrades that will make cooking on Thanksgiving that much more enjoyable. Emily Johnson. Food processor blade. Have you ever thought about replacing your food processor's blade? You should. The edge is dull with use just like any other cutting tool. A fresh blade will whip through nuts and bunches of herbs much more evenly. Cuisinart sells replacements on its website, and swaps for other models can be found on Amazon. Microplane. A fine-tooth microplane is a kitchen workhorse, producing flurries of citrus zest and airy piles of hard cheese with a few deft strokes. They tend to wear out after a few years of heavy use, and a brand new one will require much less effort to use, a difference you'll no doubt notice when grating parm for that green bean casserole. Y peeler. Thanksgiving is a peeling marathon. Potatoes for mashing, yams for casserole, apples for pie, and maybe even a whole butternut squash. Spending $5 on a new Y peeler, Boone Rycon makes our favorite, will mean that you glide smoothly over tough squash surfaces and get perfectly rounded apple slices, no fruit wasted. Flour sack towels. Now is the time for some fresh kitchen towels, the kind you feel proud to have draped over your shoulder or underneath just spun greens. A simple flour sack towel has timeless appeal and so many uses beyond hand drying. Last year's beat-up towels can now be relegated to spill cleanup and floor wiping duty. 32. A delicious turkey is all about the technique. 33. There are so many ways to show gratitude. Thanksgiving is an invitation for all of us to slow down and take stock of what we're grateful for, whether that's your community garden or your Tuesday night trivia crew. We asked readers on Bon Appetit's Instagram broadcast channel how they express gratitude on the holiday. Nina Moskowitz. I donate to a food bank or volunteer to help serve meals. Jeff Wayne. We cover the table with butcher paper and write lists of thanks and joy, Alicia McClintock. I include people at our dinner who will likely otherwise be alone, Susan Bonpadre. I take a few quiet moments of reflection with a cup of tea on my porch, Natalia Jordan. We fill a gratitude jar with notes and play Guess Who Wrote That? Lala Allen. I like to take a community yoga class where donations go to a local charity, Janelle Vizulik. We use Scrabble letters and say what we're thankful for, starting with that letter, Tammy Tam. I hold and thank every vegetable and ingredient I prepare, Amanda Harrell. 34. The breadbasket is always full. 35. Mac and cheese makes the Thanksgiving plate sing, by Jamila Robinson. Like many Americans, I regard mac and cheese as the ultimate celebration dish and the marker of one's holiday cooking bona fides. It also sparks plenty of family debate about who makes the best one and how it should be made. I'd love to be able to make the dish the way I remember it growing up and at family gatherings, smoking hot out of the oven with golden brown edges. I have tried replicating my aunt's mac and cheese recipes, tempering eggs and milk with garlic, onion, black pepper, paprika, and what I think was an entire pound of butter. They could achieve the ideal noodle texture, supple, not too al dente, to stand up to an impressive amount of unmeasured cheeses. Over the years, I have stayed up many nights before Thanksgiving trying to perfect my own recipe. As much as I strive to hit the taste memory jackpot, I know my mac and cheese isn't quite theirs, so I've embraced different ingredients and techniques. I switch from elbows to shells before finally landing on corkscrew-esque cavatappi. After curdling my share of eggs, I use a bechamel to do the binding work. I keep playing around with different cheeses, 2 parts extra sharp cheddar, 1 part Monterey Jack, 1 part Parmesan, or is it half part Colby? Stretchy Fontina? Absolutely. Cream cheese and half over milk? Let's see how it tastes. Yes, I like a little chopped parsley for the graham. And I'm undecided about a crunchy panko crust. However you make it, the best part is that it's yours. Even more than family recipes, making a dish your own is the real Thanksgiving tradition. That's all we have time for now. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of Bon Appetit on Sunsons of Arizona. In episode 2 of the November issue, I'll continue with 55 reasons to love Thanksgiving. Saying au revoir for now, this is your volunteer reader, Ellen Ward.